I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Star-crossed lovers at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center is Don Freund's colorful reimagining of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet as musical theater. Freund is the conductor. Paul Daly of Ivy Tech is the director for the production. Vocal coaching is by Brian Samarzia. I was able to see the final dress rehearsal. Performances are this evening, Friday and Saturday, November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. Right from the beginning, the Capulet servants, Subin Bey and Sheila Raghavendran, pick a fight with Montague's Nicola Miles and Sonia Velasquez. It's no surprise to Bloomington audiences that women are wielding weapons. Patrick Kelsey's complex fight choreography has its first display. Benjamin Adams's Benvolio seeks to stop the fight, but Julia Allman as Tybalt draws and complicates the melee. Thomas King as the prince arrives and declares that peace or death will prevail. Early on, Freund gets to exploit the advantages of musical theater in propelling the story. Romeo, Garrett Thompson, describes his infatuation with Rosalind to Benvolio on the right, Juliet, Brianna Murray, with her mother, Maria Walker, and her comically talkative nurse, Christina Dragnea, talk about Juliet's options for marriage on the left. Romeo, Benvolio, and Jamil Fuller as Mercutio attend a masked ball. They're welcomed by Lord Capulet Paul Pisano. We get a sample of Freund's period dance music with the choreography of Cameron Barnett. Romeo is smitten with Juliet, manages to leave his fellows and come back to her garden for the balcony scene, where the two plight their troth and decide to marry. From time to time, Dragnea, as the nurse, seeks to interrupt the proceedings. Early on the morrow, Romeo visits Christopher Goodbeer as Friar Lawrence, and he agrees to marry the couple. Romeo is full of goodwill and comes on Tybalt and Mercutio dueling, and in seeking to separate them, Mercutio is killed. The angered Romeo kills Tybalt, and this is too much for the prince, but counseled by Benvolio to clemency, he banishes Romeo. Romeo and Juliet do enjoy a night together. They only disagree on whether the bird calls they hear are for the morning or the night birds. The plot winds on as Juliet plans on taking a drug to appear as death, while Romeo misses out on the message. In the confusion of the finale, both perish, and the prince offers his third and most thoughtful message for the families of the star-crossed lovers. Freund conducts the production with the music that ranges from sunnily lively to dramatically dark. His orchestra is designed for varied colors, with multi-instrumentalists playing their lower partners. There's the piccolo, flute, and the alto flute, with the oboe and the English horn, the clarinet and the bass clarinet, the saxophone family, the soprano all the way down to the baritone, a bassoon and a contrabassoon, and of course, a tuba. There's also a string quartet with a double bass, a harp, and a keyboardist playing piano and celesta. Throughout, director Paul Daly makes creative use of David Wade's design for the space, with thoughtful attention to the musical aspects, the fight scenes, and the choreography. I especially enjoyed Garrett Thompson as Romeo, Benjamin Adams is a classy Benvolio, Julia Allman is a stylish Mercutio, Maria Walker is a graceful Lady Capulet, Christina Dragnea as the comic nurse, and Christopher Goodbeer as the thoughtful Friar Lawrence. If you're familiar with Shakespeare's play, it'll be a pleasure to see it as musical theater. If you're new to Romeo and Juliet, Star-Crossed Lovers is a good introduction. Don Freund's production plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center at 7:30. Lighting is by Aaron Bowersox, with costume designs by Kaya Chislinski. There's a preview discussion about Don Freund's history with Star-Crossed Lovers and Romeo and Juliet, and his goals for the production. You'll find that at wfiu.org/arts. And at the Theater For You, I'm George Walker.